Well, this is one of the weekend that I thought a lot about my homily and I changed it several times. And perhaps what I'm going to share with you today is not going to be more of a teaching or exhortation type of homily, but it's going to be a sharing and a reflection of my life and how God had worked in it. And perhaps when you hear it, you're going to be able to relate somewhat to your own life and see how God is working in and through your life. So this go back to my childhood when I was about 8 years old or so. By that time, my paternal grandparents have already moved to the United States to reunite with my uncle and aunts here. My parents and I, we began to move into our grandparents' house. But my parents were working a lot. Early in the morning until late at night in order to provide for us. And I was about 8 at that time, but I was given the job of taking care of my brother, who is about 1.5 years younger than me. And so I would take care of him, make sure that I take him home from school, warm up dinner, prepare dinner for him, help him with his homework, and also laid him to sleep. But before I would go to sleep, what I had to do is that I would have to tie a knot and a long string around my big toe and run that string out to the bottom of the metal folding gate type, kind of like a door that my dad had picked up and scrapped from the local junkyard. And with that door, you only have two choices. You can either lock from the inside or from the outside. So if I'm home, then that means I have to lock from the inside. And since it was locked from the inside, my parents couldn't open it from the outside. So I would have to tie a piece of industrial string around my big toe and put it near the door so when my parents go home late at night, early in the morning, they would be able to pull on that string in order to wake me up so I can slowly and quietly open the door because we were living so close to everyone else, you know, and you don't want to wake everybody up. But, sometimes I tied the string too loose and my parents have to spend a good while trying to quietly wake me up. With some type of noise without waking up all the neighbors around, because in Vietnam by that time everything was so quiet. So, I grew up with little, and perhaps growing up little, I always has this problem, envy. I was always envious and jealous. Envy led to jealousy. I was envious and jealous of my friends who had more than what I had, and especially those who have families that belong to the Communist Party, and they were having more advantage than my dad. And so my life was always filled with envies and jealousy because I always look at what other people had and what we didn't have. And so when we arrived to the United States, I told myself, that I'm gonna have this one go, that I'm gonna work hard and study hard so that I'm gonna become successful in order to repay back to my parents for all the sacrifices that they have given me and to make sure that I use the opportunities given to me here in the land of the free and the land of freedom to further myself. And I guess that made me into an overachiever and a perfectionist. And for many, many, many years, what drove me, what my low self-esteem, my envy, and my jealousy of other people in order to further maximize what I want and what I desire. But then there came a time that I finally told myself, why am I always angry, bitter, and resentful all the time? And I began to do some soul searching, and through my spiritual director, I found out that what led me to be always unhappy is because I spent so much time comparing myself to others. what they have and what I don't have. And I was being controlled by my own selfishness, my own self, low self-esteem, my own envy, and my own jealousy of other people. And that made me unhappy. And so it came from that time when I told myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I really want to seek happiness. And I want to seek and to understand my life as the Lord did. And that perhaps changed my life. And that began the period of healing, a period of soul searching, and a period of transformation. So my brothers and sisters, perhaps the same way too, is it's easy for us to always focus on other people and focus on what we don't have and be stuck in that way. But we have heard in the readings today that the Lord tells us, especially in the first reading, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. And Saint Augustine have said that when God looked down on each and every one of us, he loved each and every one of us as if we are the only one to love. So his love for you is different than his love for me, because he loved us in a very personal and intimate way, and his love for each and every one of us is going to be different. So there's no point of us always looking at other people of what they have and what we don't have, because that's going to make us unhappy, pitiful, petty, resentful, bitter, and always angry at the world, always angry at ourselves, and always angry at others, and angry at God. God loves each and every one of us as if there's only one of us to love. And so we have to trust in his ways. And we have to trust that he really cares for us. And how do we do that? By putting everything in his hands. By trusting God, we fall in love with him. Because we know who he is, and we know where we're going to go. Because ultimately, our final destination, our eternal life, is to be with him. And if we don't choose that beginning today, then we really haven't lived for him. And we heard in the second readings today, St. Paul said very clearly, For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. So for to us too, our life need to be Christ. Christ-focused, Christ-centered, Christ-motivated, and Christ-filled. So that everything we do, everything we say is for him. Even if it's mean that it's going to lead us toward a death. A death of ourselves, a death of our ego, a death of our own pettiness, and a death of our own desire to be in control, or our own envy, or our own jealousy. For me, life is Christ, and death is gain, St. Paul have said. And that help us to live for Christ, and help us to be generous in giving ourselves to him instead of asking him to give us what we want. And we even hear in the gospel today, in the parable of the rich landowner, of the vineyard owner, what did the vineyard owner at the Lord have said? He invited us to be generous because he asked those who were envious of the ones who were hired late. He said this, "Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." Are you envious because I am generous? Are we envious because God is generous and loves other people in a different way than us? Envy is caused perhaps by our own pettiness and our own limitation on generosity itself. When we live with envy, then we cannot really give ourselves because we always compare ourselves to others and always unhappy with what we don't have. But when we live in generosity, we begin to participate, expand our heart with everything that we have to reflect God. And that generosity leads us toward a life of thanksgiving, Eucharistia, a people who is grateful and able to give thanks for what they have. So my brothers and sisters, are we generous or are we envious? If we are generous, that will lead us toward a life of thanksgiving, a life of true self-giving, a life of love. instead of envy that leads to jealousy, pettiness, and all the things that are humanistic. And we are called to live for Christ. And as you know, this morning I went to the Beatification Mass of Father Stanley Rother. And in one of the talks about his life, Father Don Wolf, one of his friends that have known him, and Father Don said this in his talk. He said, Father Stanley went back to Guatemala not to die, but to live. He knew exactly that he was on the hit list of the government. He knew that his life would be in danger, but he knew much deeper that his life belonged to Christ and belonged to the church. So he came back to Guatemala in the midst of danger to live for Christ and live with that courage, even if it means that he had to give his own life, which he did. And his own martyrdom has set a conversion and a transformation of the people who fight for justice and to deepen their faith, because they knew that their shepherd was willing to suffer with them and for them. So we too, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we had to live for Christ. And when we start living for Christ, we become generous in giving of ourselves. And when we become generous in giving of ourselves, our words, our actions, our lives speak louder than what we simply say vocally. And when people see that, they will desire what we want. So we choose to live for Christ. We choose to return to where we are, no matter how imperfect that road is. No matter how broken that road is, that road has led us to God. That road of life and of faith has made us who we are today. What made that broken and hard road beautiful is that Christ walked with us and had never abandoned us. For therefore, my brothers and sisters, for you and for me, to live is Christ. And to death, and death is gain in itself, for we know who we belong to. May we not live with envy, with jealousy, with pettiness, with selfishness, but to live in love, through love, and for love, with full generosity and the full gift of ourselves. God bless you.